The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is advising the overall COVID-19 risk level in the region remains moderate, with similar trends in case counts, hospitalizations and deaths this week compared to last. Today, October 6, the health unit confirmed 2 more deaths and 9 new hospitalizations since the last report on September 29. The deaths include 2 Simcoe County women, one over 80 years old whose case was outbreak-related, and one under 44 years old. New COVID cases confirmed through testing were 37% higher during the week of September 25 compared to the week of September 18, with health unit reports indicating 444 cases and 325 cases respectively. There have been 119 new cases reported so far this week. There are 26 area residents currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. By hospitalization date, there were 11 COVID patients admitted during the week of September 18 to 24, and 7 admitted during the week of September 25 to October 1. There have been 39 deaths linked to COVID reported by the health unit from August to now, with 14 of those occurring in September and 2 in October. There are 30 active outbreaks in the region, including 24 at institutional settings like hospitals or long-term care homes, and 6 at congregate settings like group homes and shelters. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 51,436 cases of COVID-19, with 50,170 of those cases recovered and 577 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 486 were COVID-19 related, 80 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 11 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. To date, 83% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 18% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. Wastewater monitoring in Bracebridge, Barrie, Penetanguishene, Midland, Orillia, and Collingwood show COVID-19 virus DNA is present in each of the communities, but there's been no increase or decrease noted in the last week. Anyone who has not yet received their COVID-19 vaccination or booster doses is encouraged to do so as soon as they are eligible. Information about eligibility and clinic locations is available at smdhu.org/getvaccinated.